about my father, in a sense. I wrote this a couple of years ago when I had a fellowship to the Provincetown Fine Arts Work Center, which is on Cape Cod. And the landscape you'll hear described in this poem is the landscape of Cape Cod. When I was there, I had this unhealthy kind of reaction. I had just finished graduate school, and for the first time, somebody had given me some money and said, go ahead and write, and this had never happened before. My reaction to this was guilt, which I don't recommend. I think it's really unproductive and stupid. But rather than sit around and wallow in this feeling, I thought, well, I'll try to write a poem using some of this guilt. And while I was being guilty, I thought of my father and his life and comparing it to my own fairly privileged situation at the time. And this is what came out of those thoughts. Traveling light. Every restaurant boarded up in softwood. Bars strung with tipsy blinkers, smudge fires against the dusk-like day. Who could have imagined the light toppling down, song you can see over all? Or this salt breeze, vital and teary as a drunken wake. The kite stores ringed with stunted Christmas trees, like pathetic closed umbrellas. This is the year we'll trim with shells. The man who sells them tells us tales of price wars over apple coral, fluted clams. His hair branches, and his skin hardens as he speaks, part baobab, part pirate. His shells, little bandana prints and green turbans, are lovely, or droll might be the word, but tropical, not from Cape Cod. It was 10 years ago this season. My father died, leaving me odd wisdoms concerning clip joints, gypsies, elocution, and traveling light. I was 20. Up to my elbows in developer, acid, fixative, a microfilm technician with few discernible skills. What would he have made of this off-season resort? Though he never lived to see it, I can hear him say, "Don't worry, Al, if the poetry don't go, I'll buy you your own beauty shop." Yes, with sickly pink smells, well-thumbed back issues of hairdo, and a 3D religious picture that flickered between Mary and Jesus in tricky light revealing the Blessed Mother with a beard. He likes scenery, K. Francis movies, and the fights. I guess like you, I never really knew him. On the last visit, I ambled to his room with my dignified mini hiked up in the back, flashing unintentional ass to the joyous orderlies. Befuddled by dripping liquids, screens yielding twitchy lights, he said, "What are we doing in this car wash?" Then he thought he remembered a long ago close call when a canvas-topped jalopy broke down in a Saratoga storm. His hands froze first, then his flesh turned dense as a snowman's. Only his brain kept rolling. He knew he had no money. But the troopers took him to a sumptuous hospital, and his eyes grew wondrous as he raved and praised. Well, the car, the meals, you can't imagine. When I went to pay, the nurses said, "Mr. Fulton, it was a pleasure to take care of you. There will be no charge." There will be no charge for the light or the sea's skillful flippancies with it, for the moon softening the scene with its own peculiar politeness. After years of plea bargaining with a snooty muse, I've landed here where there's nothing I dread doing. Gifts fall into my hands from unindicted co-conspirators, and suddenly all three faiths shine their ever-loving light on me. I'm free to watch the dunes take on the chill color of shells, the sea threaten and beckon like a roof's edge, an absent-minded thing, the way the tide rips itself out sideways, thoughtless as a torn seam. And people find things here, I've heard. Portuguese dolls, once encased in airy pink and green crinolines, swish in, their mouths still red and pouting. Here, on the fragile tip of this peninsula, anything could return. I'm half prepared for hostile mermaids, pilot whales, stranded miscreants clad in moss and furs. I'm half prepared to see my father, to whom the world gave nothing without struggle, rise up, beaming anyway upon it, as if he never meant to let it go. Salt boxes appear and disappear in the slurry fog. Gulls open against the sky like books with blank, beautifully demanding pages. And behind me, the stolid ocean slams itself on earth as if to say that's final, though it isn't. Behind me, the ocean stares down the clouds, the little last remaining light, as if to remind me of the nothing I will always have to fall back on. Thank you.